This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. Tomorrow's news tonight is what you're hearing here right now. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, border patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting the mail to deliver today. Thanks for what you do. And to the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the things we got over there. All right, joining us right now from the New Media Journal and the Underground USA podcast, Frank Salvato. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I've got news in my hand here that just came to me from SRN News, which is the Salem Radio Network, that three arrests were made over the weekend by the FBI and local authorities. I'll start with Florida first, because this is just up the road in the I-4 corridor in Daytona Beach. It's being reported by SRN, by CNN, and by a couple of newspapers here in Florida, as well as, let's see, another newspaper in Connecticut. I'll get to that in a minute. But the one in Florida was a young man who got arrested in Daytona Beach, Florida, in a Winn-Dixie parking lot after he sent his girlfriend a series of text messages where he threatened to commit a mass shooting. Now, this is being reported by the Volusia County Sheriff's Office, and the girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, alerted authorities. This young man's 25 years of age. He had apparently the means, the wherewithal, the weapons, the ammunition, and a quote from the sheriff's office is, a good 100 kills would be nice. Now, that's suspect number one, and I will call him suspect because you're innocent until proven guilty. The second one was in Connecticut. A 22-year-old young man arrested after authorities said he expressed interest in committing a mass shooting on Facebook. Wow, that's pretty stupid. And he faces four charges of illegal possession of large-capacity magazines and is being held in $250,000 bond. Then you've got this other fella who was in Ohio, and same sort of scenario. He was arrested for, again, and boy, what is it with these people? For making a communicate, he wanted to carry out a shooting at the Youngstown-based Jewish Community Center, and he actually put it, again, on Facebook. Now, he's in jail. He had the means, the wherewithal, the weapons, the ammunition, the whole nine yards. He was taken into custody by the FBI. Unbelievable.
Well, yeah, I'm glad people are stepping up and actually starting to prevent things that are being touted on social media and you know, and so forth, in situations like this. The question is, how many of these have happened in the past where we don't get the media on it? when you know, this sounds to me like you've got people who are reacting to the popularity of these things because they're trumpeted as, oh my Lord, breaking news on CNN and MSNBC, and then they stay on it for 24, 72, you know, weeks at a time. People who are lost like this, who obviously have mental illness, you know, if they're into the spotlight and they want their 15 minutes of fame, what better way? You know, so how often does the FBI actually prevent things like this from happening? And we're hearing it because CNN is not, there's no pun intended, trigger happy on making gun control and gun violence and mass shootings the cause celeb of the day.
Yeah, well,
I'd like to know how many of these things are prevented on a regular basis like mm-hmm. this. And is CNN making a deal out of this because they want to push the gun story?
Well, it's also being picked up by the Federalist and the National Review as of the moment. So we'll see. And we'll see what they have to say. And I'll just keep my eyes on it, and we'll see where we go with that. And I'm talking Poacher Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and host of the Underground USA podcast. You know, a lot of talk, the media, you want to talk about firing up something? How about the racial divide? Because now we got the three R's. We've got Russia, racism, and now they're into recession.
Yeah, this is the racial divide. They're doing it on any subject they can actually get their hands on. Again, this is a component of having done nothing for the entire time but preach impeachment and Trump bad.
Yeah,
this is the product of not legislating anything on behalf of the people that you're elected to represent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the recession is bad, really.
Mm-hmm.
Unemployment's at an all-time low, and when you look at specific demographics like mm-hmm. home ownership and black and minority unemployment, it's down.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it bad?
Right. And caller, hang on there. We'll get to you in a minute here because we're fixing to go to a hard break here very quickly. But I do want to mention that what we're not being told when they talk about employment's down here and there, take a look at the blue states where it's down. And then take a look at a state like Indiana where, gosh, I don't know, Subaru is expanding their production mm-hmm. line in Lafayette, Indiana. You know why they're doing that.
Well, this is because we have jobs here now.
That's right. Hold that thought. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato, the managing editor of the New Media Journal, and then we'll get to our caller on the telephone line, too. But I'll be right back, so don't go anywhere. More coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media Journal. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., Monday through Saturday.
Thank you very much, Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends at Moss Nissan. Now, let me tell you about the brand new Moss Nissan Titan 5.6 liter, 390 horsepower V8 SL 4x2 crew cab. Pick 'em up truck that I'm driving. It is a beauty, and this thing rides better than a car. I'm not exaggerating. Now, the leather-appointed captain's chairs with 8-way power seat, power-adjustable lumbar support are so comfortable. Oh, and it's got a killer Rockford Fosgate premium audio system, too. Unbelievable. Talk about rock the house. I can do it. By the way, that makes people like Eric and Seminole happy. Now, remember, you serve, you save at Moss Nissan. We're all active-duty military veterans, first responders, active and retired, plus our 911 operators get preferred pricing on their new Nissan vehicle, saving you thousands of dollars. And don't forget, there's lots of certified pre-owned vehicles there, too. They come with Moss Care, free oil changes, tire rotation for the life of the vehicle, plus much, much more. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Or give them a call at 727-815-3095. Locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs. Don't forget about Moss Family Chevrolet up in Carrollwood on Northdale Mabry. And coming soon, another Moss Nissan in Tampa. That's Moss Nissan, the home of you serve, you save. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get even more savings. 727-815-3095. All right, Frank Salvato's back with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
I got a question from Eric and Seminole. That's why I threw that in there about the music. Okay, Eric and Seminole, what's up?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, real quick, this is a question for Mr. Frank, and with all of his, both you guys' collective experience in the first responder investigations, you know, et cetera, arson, you know.
Yep, I was an arson investigator.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing, right? Yeah. I'm gonna lay it out. So we had an El Paso shooting at a Walmart on a Saturday and a shooting on a Sunday in Dayton, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Wednesday before, what's his name? Knucklehead Epstein decided to take an alleged nosedive off the mm-hmm. fifth floor, so to speak. Okay, the police in El Paso hold a police news conference, and they said they have, quote, begun the process of removing human remains
mm-hmm.
from the Walmart. That's the Wednesday after it occurred.
Mm-hmm.
Epstein passes away, whatever happens, everybody, you know, runs after that. Now, would you guys find it odd that there has been almost zero coverage regarding the shooting in El Paso, regarding the alleged motives, regarding the release of 911 calls, regarding the limited photos, if any, that have been released from the alleged assailant going into that place? And it's like it never happened. Everybody's gone off on the bling, you know, obviously the stuff going on in the MCC up in New York, that's highly irregular, suspicious. So what are your gentlemen, specifically Mr. Frank's opinion? Do you find that odd or anything? I'll take my answer off the air at the same time.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks, Eric. Go ahead, Frank.
You know, once they found out that the shooter in El Paso wasn't a right-wing radical, wasn't a Trump thumper, wasn't it wasn't a white supremacist. They tried to make it, but people got ahead of it on social media,
mm-hmm.
you know, pointing out that his manifesto said, "I'm not." And then when you get into the minutia and start mm-hmm. examining the words,
yep.
you know, he wanted universal base pay, he wanted universal health care.
Yep.
When the guy turned out to be a leftist, they walked away from it.
Sure did.
You know, they couldn't make it, again, I was talking about the cause celeb before, they couldn't make it to CNN, look at this guy, skinhead Nazi Trump bumper, who went out and slaughtered people because they happened to be of Latino descent. So they had to move on from it. Same thing with Dayton, Ohio, and they found out the guy wasn't this right-wing radical, they had to walk away from it, because it didn't fit their narrative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you're right, and when we talk about Dayton, we knew right away about the situation there, right?
Yeah. You know, so you want to know why the CNN and MSNBC walked away from this thing? There was no story there to bolster their narrative about we have to ban all guns, we have to have more restrictions on gun control,
mm-hmm.
we have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, government in this situation is not the solution.
Mm-hmm.
The solution is to take a look at why people are thinking about pulling the trigger.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is when we were finding out about the Philadelphia shooter, we found out 2 days later, this guy, we knew about his rap sheet within 24 hours, but we found out 2 days later, this guy was a member of a radical mosque and had a history of violence, including a charge of attempted murder.
Yeah, and his rap sheet, you could wrap Christmas presents in for all the kids.
Never should have been on the street. Never should have been on the street. Not ever.
You know, not only that, you know, I'm reading the story, and you've got a DA who's making false promises to people in order to get them to come out. That's not a really good tactic to do, because the next time he goes to make a deal, no one's going to believe him. So there's so much wrong with that story, I don't know where to begin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they walked away from that one again because the shooter didn't turn out to be the narrative that they wanted, and because the guy was a Muslim with a rap sheet, they needed to run away from it.
By the way, Uncle Rick in Bradenton saying Frank is correct. Even our local Bay News 9 is following the anti-Second Amendment herd. The globalists, rich and not rich, are working hard to kill our Bill of Rights. And yes, I blame Bernie and Pocahontas for the shootings.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the person I blame for the shootings are the people that pulled the trigger.
That's correct.
But you're creating an atmosphere, CNN, MSNBC, all the people thumping these stories because they want to advance a narrative that is agendized. These people are facilitating the sick who have not been found out yet. How best to get your 15 minutes of fame and be important, be national news,
mm-hmm.
than to, well, I'm just going to lock and load and get a lot of ammo and walk into a Walmart. You know, how about reporting responsibly on these things instead of thumping it to death and making a sick mind think it's some way to actually get some notoriety?
Yeah, and I don't disagree with you at all with any of that. Now, of course, the thing of it is Frank, when we talk about the all the different things that we talk about here in the program, we can't forget the fact that in America, they are definitely going after our guns. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, it's, just look at the legislation that every, not only at the federal level is overt about it. They're very transparent about wanting to come after the Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. But look at some of the states as well. Look at the city of Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, those people no longer have a right to actually defend themselves in an area where you have 20, 30, 40 shootings every weekend.
And before we run out of time here, I want to talk about the economy angle here. We're hearing a lot of the blue state folks coming out and say, well, we lost 3,000 manufacturing jobs in New York. Well, we lost 6,000 manufacturing jobs in Massachusetts. Well, we lost 5,000 in Connecticut. Well, we lost 3,500 jobs in Illinois. Well, this is California. We lost 13,000 jobs. What do all those states have in common?
People and corporations are leaving in a mass exodus because they're getting choked to death by taxes. Mm-hmm. Of course, employment numbers are going to go down in California, Illinois, and New York. Mm-hmm. They're bleeding people dry and they're scorching corporations because they've misappropriated funds for all of the things a government shouldn't be involved in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, the other thing is, in Catwoman and Road Dog, haul car parts for Subaru, and they haul from the Mexican border up to Lafayette, Indiana, to the plant where they then manufacture the vehicles. Okay, that being said, guess who's hiring more people?
I'm going to say the state, corporations in Indiana and Subaru.
That's correct. And the same thing, you know, they talked about some different people that were losing their jobs, some of the office workers, the white shirts, if you will, the Nissan Corporation. But yet, at the meantime, the Nissan plant in Tennessee is adding people. Volkswagen's added people also in Georgia. And the BMW plant in South Carolina has added more people because they've added a new model. I believe it's an SUV or something like that they've added there. And then you've got Toyota, which is adding more people at their truck plant. And by the way, they moved their operations out of California and moved back to, Indiana.
Yeah. And the reason why is because Indiana isn't deciding that they're going to tax people to death. Taxes, people. Taxes.
Yep.
That's what we should be talking about coming up in 2020.
Okay, my man. We'll talk to you on Friday. Another great episode here.
Say hello, my friend.
All righty. Our buddy Frank Stovato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, and I will be right back with more. Kathy, why don't you take us to break?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump spoke as he was returning to the White House after his vacation. He tried to reassure people about the economy after a huge swing on Wall Street last week.
I don't see a recession. I mean, the world is in a recession right now.
The president's top economic advisors also tried to calm fears of a recession.
Well, I tell you what, I sure don't see a recession.
Larry Kudlow pointed to a strong retail and low unemployment as signs the economy remains strong.
We should not be afraid of optimism. I don't know what it is. Everybody wants to talk about pessimism.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, trade advisor Peter Navarro also rejected any talk of a pending recession.
What I'm seeing, looking at all the macro tea leaves, is a very strong Trump economy and bullish stock markets through 2020 and beyond.
This is USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This edition of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club right here, Tampa Bay, happens to be the largest based membership right here in the country of all 185 locations. And what I'm going to do right now is give you the beach and boating forecast. All right, well, today, Monday, here in the Tampa Bay area, we're going to have some interesting weather again. We're back into our southern pattern. It's not as bad as what it has been, but I will tell you that we'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly after 5 o'clock today. And let's not forget, partly sunny with a high near 92. The heat index values as high as 104. Calm this morning. Chance of precipitation this afternoon and tonight, 30%. And, of course, the scattered showers will be around for a while. Now, 2 to 3 feet with a moderate chop on the seas today. The Gulf and the Bay water temperature is at 83 degrees. And we had our high tide earlier this morning in the 4 o'clock hour. Our low tide is coming at around 11 a.m. Now, let's drift right on over here, and let me see who we got on the telephone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Patrick Hyland.
All right. I didn't recognize your number.
I understand, Captain. Sometimes the phone lines act that way. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm not doing bad. Now, listen, I'm glad that you called because I did what I did there with the Freedom Boat Club, not knowing where you were at. But let's get into some sports right away because we had an interesting weekend here in Tampa, if you will, starting out with the Bucks, and of course, why do they play? Can I ask you why do they play overtime games in preseason?
Well, they just want to get used to it. If it ties, you go into OT. That's just the way it works. So,
well, it seems to me with the risk of injury and the wet field and everything else, the last thing you'd want to do is play overtime. But that's just me.
Well, no, your point's well taken. If you only had, 50 guys on the roster, you'd be 100% right. But when you have 90 guys on the roster, you can get an extra look at some guys that are on the bubble of making the team or not making the team, obviously.
And you have 90 guys on the roster until when? The last week?
Correct.
And then it's like chopped like you never chopped before.
Correct. Hmm. Or there's a few guys there I think that might be traded, around the NFL to different teams after preseason. So we'll see what happens there. Could be exciting news all around.
All right. Well, we got to talk about baseball because the Tampa Bay Rays and the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox and the Eastern AL East are all going at it neck and neck. We've got some real interesting things taking place there. So tell us about that.
Well, I'm real excited about baseball, the way it's all panned out. The Mets making a run late. Atlanta Braves doing great this year.
Hope we put some fans in a ballpark here in the last few weeks.
We have. The Rays have made, a serious push to hang in there. The Red Sox have faded a little bit, which obviously benefits the Rays. Also, the Cleveland Indians have made a push, so it could come down to Cleveland and Tampa Bay getting that wild card spot. And then our Minnesota Twins, Captain.
Rocco Baldelli.
Yeah, what a class act. And he's doing fantastic. It'd be kind of neat if Kevin Cash and him could meet in the ALCS. That would be pretty awesome.
Well, we've got a lot of fans up there in Minnesota listening to us and a lot of Rocco Baldelli fans right now. And I tried to tell them early on when Rocco Baldelli was going to become the manager, a lot of people were kind of ditzing Rocco. What kind of experience has he got? I said, you just wait.
Yeah, he's been around the game his whole life.
And he was a minor league manager, remember?
Yes, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he did very well.
Mm-hmm. And he's doing great, and he's a class act, and that's what it's all about. And I'm really excited to see how the playoffs are going to spread out here. Got about 30-some games left, and we'll see how the dust settles here. And what's going to come down for a lot of teams is how they're going to do on the road these last few weeks, Captain. They do well on the road and keep up their home winning percentage. They should make it without
The Rays play the Red Sox and the Yankees in, that's six games coming up in September, the last week of September. And then they finish the season with three games in Toronto. That's where they actually finish the season. So conceivably, things will be decided when they play Boston and New York at home, I might add, at home here in Tampa.
Yeah, that's when it'll come to a head. If they can get 90 wins after that final game against the Yankees and they have to go up to Toronto, then if they can win two out of three up there.
What do they got now, 75?
Mm-hmm. So they got to find a way to get, another 17, 18 wins, Captain, and then they can, I think they'll squeak in.
75, 12 left to play in August. I'm looking at the schedule here.
Sure.
And then let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26 games in September. So, yeah, all right.
58 left, if they can go something like 22 and 17, something of that nature, 22 and 16, they'll be fine. They'll find. I think it's going to take another 22 wins, Captain. And can they do it? I think they can. I hope in the pitching will come back in September.
What happened in NASCAR?
Boy, it was a wild race Saturday night, wasn't it, Captain?
Don't know. I didn't see it.
Oh, okay. No, it was just
Watching television, and next thing I know, I woke up. It was 2 o'clock in the morning Sunday.
Yeah, I got you. They did the race on Saturday night under the lights, so it was kind of exciting up there in good old Bristol, Tennessee. So very exciting, very exciting.
Who won?
So, Mr. Hamlin won, and he did a good job. And now he's up there in point standings. And then in golf, a lot of people, Justin Thomas, I won the BMX championship yesterday.
And it should be pointed out that Dale Earnhardt Jr. did not do his race broadcasting as he was reportedly going to, because he stayed with his wife and daughter, who I believe were still recuperating from that rough landing they had at the airport.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Captain. Yeah, he took his...
Did you hear what they think happened to that plane?
No, sir, I did not, Captain.
He landed too fast.
Oh, okay.
Went right off the end of the runway.
Yeah.
And by he, I mean the pilot that was flying the aircraft.
Correct. I know what you mean.
Yeah, he landed too fast, went right off the end of the runway, and straight out onto the road.
Yeah, you got to be careful, man. Mm-hmm. It's just not an easy thing to do.
No, and it's a jet landing on a short field, so you got to, you know, throttle it back.
Yeah, it's very tight. There's some airports like that.
I know where that airport is. I've been right by it, and, you know, on the way to Bristol, because I've been to Thunder Valley a few times.
Sure, absolutely, yep. Captain.
All right, so what are we concerned about this week in terms of sports? And you got about a minute before we get you on the other end there, the insurance.
Yeah, sure, Captain. Now, this is going to be a big week for exhibition, because all the starters will go all the way into the third quarter. The coaches are going to see how they get acclimated after they come out of the tunnel for the second half, and then the fourth game, it's really just to see who's going to make the team or not. So this is a big week in exhibition to see what's going on, and that's really the story there for the NFL. And the season will be here in less than 3 weeks. Thursday they kick it off with Green Bay and Chicago. Perfect game to start the season off with, if I may say so.
And what about this young kicker who seems to be suddenly making a name for himself?
For the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Matt Gay, the kid from Utah, boy, he hit a 55-yarder at Heinz Field. He made the game winner to beat Miami. This kid could be something special. Let's hope he just keeps it going and can be another Sebastian Janikowski.
It would be the first time we've had one since the brothers there.
Yeah, Grammatica.
Mm-hmm. The Grammatica Grammaticas. Yep. Or wait a minute, with the Dramatica Grammaticas.
He was drama boy.
When yeah,
he
jeez.
He won the Super Bowl. So mm-hmm. He was on the Super Bowl team, Martin, mm-hmm. as he likes to go by. So mm-hmm. very interesting.
All right. Well, tell us about your insurance. Yeah.
Now we were talking about scheduling earlier in the conversation. Hey, you can schedule a no obligation appointment with yours truly, Patrick Highland, to go over four special things. If you're a veteran, you're going to want to give me a call. Get a pen and paper out, and I'll give you my number here in a minute. We can sit down and go over all your veterans' benefits. Also, if you're a business owner, I can show you how your older employees might benefit from getting on Medicare instead of the group health plan. Then you have people that are having trouble preparing for their future. They're failing to plan, and I can show them some different ways to wealth build and make it happen. It's real simple. I wanted to get you a book called Mission 1 Million. I'll mail that out to you. I want you to read it. It's an easy read. It'll take you about a couple days. And then we'll sit down and go over everything with you, show you how I can be of help. I've helped out Captain Matt Bruce on several things, and I can help you out. Also, please give me a call. Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. Thank you, Captain.
All righty. Thank you, Patrick Highland. We'll talk to him again on Friday. He's the insurance quarterback, except Mondays and Fridays when he gets to be the sports quarterback here on the Captain's America Third Watch. All right, Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Kathy, the announcer girl. We appreciate you very much. And this portion of the program brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Now, remember, the Freedom Boat Club has got the largest franchise in their 185 locations right here smack dab in the middle of Tampa Bay. Now, along with those 185 locations in the U.S. of A., they've got 3 in Canada and 2 in France. Yep, I said France. Now, the Freedom Boat Club, Tampa Bay, currently has 28 ports with 2 more coming soon. And the rumor is Gainesville is the next one. Did I say Gainesville? Yeah, Gainesville is the rumor. So, right now, you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee, plus if you're active-duty military, a veteran, first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, too, you get an extra $500 off for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. All you do is pay the balance due, and then you get billed monthly. Pretty simple. Load up the cooler. Bring the fishing poles. You're off for a day of fun on the water. And by the way, starting in September, I'm going to be taking veterans out every month, along with the Freedom Boat Club. We're going to take 3 or 4 at a time in their wheelchairs that wouldn't have an opportunity to get on a boat other than being lifted up in the chair and dropped down to a center console. We're going to take them out in a 27.5-foot party barge, and they'll be able to be strapped down that way and
be fishing, and we'll all have a good time. Looking forward to that. So, FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, the website. FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, the website. Your membership also gives you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations. Or give them a call, 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more and tell them the captain sent you. There you go. It's very important. Now, the story that has come out here in the last hour, three young men, all in their early 20s, have been arrested, three different individuals from three different states with three different plots, all interested in mass shootings. And police authorities are saying they were going to go through with it if they hadn't been stopped. And one of them was going to go after a Jewish synagogue in Connecticut. Another one down here in Daytona Beach in Florida was going to go after, looked like either a shopping center or a mall. And another one in Ohio was apparently going to do the same thing. Said he wanted to kill hundreds of people. And they all had the weapons, the wherewithal, and the means to do such. So this was not just a little joke. They're all in jail right now. Under a tremendous amount of money for bond if they're going to get out. Now, these three were from Connecticut, Florida, and Ohio. And I'll tell you what, I'm glad they got caught before they were able to carry out their foul deed and what they threatened to do. And they had threatened to do some stuff. And this is another deal where you see something, say something. They were saying stuff not only on social media, but also to their ex-girlfriends and friends in their little community that they were in. And they weren't smart enough. Well, let's put it this way. Their friends were smart enough to turn them in, and we wind up with what we've got. They got arrested before they were able to do what they were going to do. Now, Heather McDonald is with the Manhattan Institute, and she points out that President Trump rarely uses racial categories in his speech or in his tweets. It's the media and the Democratic leaders who routinely characterize individuals and groups by race and issue race-based denunciations in large parts of the American people everywhere and anywhere. And I don't doubt that for a minute. Not for a minute do I doubt that. Because we have a situation where we've got people that are doing anything they can to divide this country. Now, here's the thing. We've got to stop this nonsense. And one of the reasons why is because of what the governor of Montana had to say, Governor Bullock, to Poppy Harlow on CNN. Listen to this.
John Hickenlooper today suspending his campaign for the presidency. I don't know if he will run for Senate. That is to be seen. But he said to me, and he said vocally a few times, that he's really concerned about your party and that he believes that we might as well, quote, FedEx the election to Donald Trump if some of the very liberal candidates who are on the debate stage with you guys are the nominee and pushing some of these more progressive ideas. Is he right?
Well, I do worry we're on our way to losing this. Now, if
you worry Democrats are on their way to losing
on the way
2020
to losing
election
it before we even begin. And
why?
Well, because I think that, look, at the core of the word progressive, right, is actually making progress in people's lives. And watching that last debate stage, when the attacks are saying things like essentially beating up on President Obama's legacy, or saying that it's Republican talking points not to disrupt the lives of 165 million people getting private health insurance, we can actually get to accessibility and affordability for all without completely throwing out the existing system and having a $30 trillion tax.
Now, we can beat these people at their own game if we think positive and we act the way that they are trying to, if we react to the things that they're throwing at us. Again, you have to understand Cloward Piven's strategy. You have to understand Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. Now, there's several ways to do that. Obviously, Saul Alinsky wrote a book. Obviously, the Cloward Piven strategy can be found just about anywhere you want to go look it up.
And then you have the book called Rules for Deplorables. Now, we will have Kathy Chamberlain, the author, continuing our sequence of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Tomorrow will be rule number 3, our third in the 13-week sequence that we're doing here, explaining every rule. And then on the 14th week, we're going to explain how we actually go about beating them at their own game. All right, so let me go to the one caller I got on the line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Todd in Tampa.
Positive, please. Positive, please.
Positive, please. And it's hard to educate the American people. If you don't know Saul Alinsky, came up under Bugsy Siegel, mob boss out of Chicago. That's all you need to know about the DNC. That's Saul Alinsky, okay? Okay, the mob is like, you're going to do what we say. Oh, you're not? Okay, now you're going to do what we say. That's the DNC. That's why none of the Democrats ever step out of line, okay? So do your homework and make sure we wouldn't need Andy McCarthy's book about Obama. Horowitz, I could do your job in 5 minutes. Everybody at the DOJ, the FBI is guilty, okay? They tried to.
All right. Thank you very much, Todd and Tampa. Appreciate that. And, you know, I've gotten several letters to the editor here. Normally, I just kind of glance at them, and I try to respond back as best I can. But a couple of them just stood up and bit me right in the face and said, you know, wow, what is this? Well, let me take a quick look here and read you one of them that's really impressive. This is from JM. And JM's in Cleveland, and this kind of goes to what Todd was trying to say. I think it's reasonable to ask who runs the Democratic Party now. They are either abysmally ignorant of history, or they are run by the Communist Party, or a mix of both. It would appear that there are many who are deluded into believing that this method of creating new votes with their promises of live freely here and have someone else pay all your expenses to those breaking into our home will give them control. Their profound ignorance of history is a root of creating their own destruction and becoming all too obvious. If this nation falls into any form of communism, the world economy will collapse, and even the communist countries will collapse with it in a worldwide configuration. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot. History cannot repeat itself because we have the highly educated elite who will do the impossible. And I suspect that that's the root of their delusion, and those great thinkers must be removed from power, or it is we and they who will suffer the consequences of their grand delusion. Thank you for doing a great job in informing the country, Captain. I will continue to listen to you and spread the word, JM. Wow. Does that tell it all? Does that tell it all? And JM, thank you very much. I appreciate the comments. And those are the kind of positive comments we need to be thrown back in the face of the Dems. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, Sarasota. All their blind shades and shutters made in the USA, 100 Dougler dealer too. And believe me when I tell you, they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Joe and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue truck. That's probably Kevin behind the wheel. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, I'll be back tonight. Tomorrow we'll be talking more about Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. We'll be into rule number 3. We'll explain what that means. Don't go anywhere. Have yourself a great day. And remember, it's all about we the people here on this program. I appreciate you. God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.